that spot, though, that, like you said, you better be ready to play.
Yeah.
How surreal is it for you in the sense that you're vice president?
It's exciting, you know, to think about it, that anything happened, you know, that I could possibly play this week. And, you know, you get a little butterflies when you think about it a lot. But that's why, like I said, I'm going to prepare this week as if, you know, as if that were to happen. So I'll be prepared. Appreciate it.
What areas do you feel like if you needed to make strides to reach the next level, not only as a starter but just as a general quarterback?
I think that, you know, you can always get better in every aspect of your game, and so that's what I'll continue to do, you know, continue to make steps towards my, you know, throwing abilities, accuracy, how I see the blitzes coming and stuff like that. Just literally everything, you know, being more of a leader. Just every aspect you can always improve, and that's what I'll continue to do through the season.
How difficult is it to read blitzes coming from different directions?
That's probably the hardest thing that I had to get used to, because obviously throwing and that stuff, that kind of comes natural, but the mental part of the game is so much more different than you know, any other level. That's what you kind of have to that's kind of what you have to learn, and that's why studying in the film room makes such a big impact, because that helps a lot.
When did you actually get told that Jake was going to be the starter?
Probably last week, midweek, maybe Wednesday last week.
Mm-hmm. And what's kind of going through your mind at that point, just knowing that on one hand, okay, you're not the starter, but at the same time, if something did happen to Jake, then suddenly you're...
I don't really take it any differently. I still look at it like, you know, I can possibly play, you know, in this game, because you never know what's going to happen. And obviously, I'm very supportive of Jake. I'm going to help him out best he can when he comes to the sidelines, because I know he would do the same for me if I was in that position.
Was this something where the reps were fairly even among the three of you as far as working with the ones, or was there a point in time when you started to sense that maybe Jake was getting more of those reps compared to you and Cody?
There kind of became a time where you kind of could tell he was getting more of the one reps, and then you kind of knew that that's what the coaches were leaning towards.
Was that something that you noticed like middle of camp or like early on, or was it something around the time that you said the announcement?
It was probably around the time the announcement came, halfway, midway through camp maybe.
Kirk said he kind of bounced back and forth. He said they're giving the ball to Jake, and you know as a quarterback, you don't want to be looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
But he also said, you know, they go series by series. I can imagine it's going to be a little bit open-ended, more so than last year. Is that your understanding?
Yes, sir. I mean, that's what the coaches continue to tell us. Obviously, he's going to start, and you know, we all hope he does great. But, you know, you got to take it series by series and see how it goes. So
they talk about Jake's smarts a lot.
His smarts?
Smarts, okay. Yeah. I might have said a K in there. I'm sorry. But they talk about that. How do you catch that? If you're yourself, where you sit, how do you catch a guy who's smarter than you on the field like that?
I guess I just continue to study in the film room and stuff, and because he's a really smart guy, that's for sure. But I, you know, just continue to make strides wherever you can, you know, with watching film, and just continue to, you know, to read defenses and do the best you can, because that's all you can do.